The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Friday, November the 9th, and we've got two topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Jessica Dooley from Jefferson City. Actually, this is kind of like our Jeff City Radio Friends today. We've got two guests from Jeff City. Capital Arts, good to have you here, Jessica.
Good to be here, Paul.
So what have you got going on with Capital Arts?
We got a lot going on. We just opened up our Give the Gift of Giving exhibit, and that's our big holiday exhibit. So the gallery's all decorated.
For the holidays.
For the holidays, can you believe it?
Yeah. No, I cannot, because I still think of it as being August.
I know.
And here we are. We're about a month and, two or three weeks away from Christmas.
I know. So you got to come into the gallery. We have all of the artists from the surrounding areas and in Jefferson City. They brought their artwork and gifts for the holidays, good stocking stuffers and things.
So all the artwork will be available for purchase? Is that right?
Yes. You can buy it.
So, okay.
So you're giving the gift of art.
Somebody comes in and they see a piece of artwork that they just have to have.
They have to have it. And we've got some really nice smaller pieces, too, that are handmade. We've got some woodwork toys there at the gallery. We've got some jewelry that's made by artists. So we've got a lot of different things there.
How many, just off the top of your head, how many different items would you say?
Oh, we have over 100 items.
Okay, and they're all local. It's local.
It's local artists. It's handmade, all of the artwork
there. So they are one of a kind.
Very one of a kind.
Unique.
They're unique. They're large gifts, small gifts, really fun. You should come in and just check out what's in there and buy some gifts for people.
Okay, so tell us, where are you located?
We're located on Missouri Boulevard. We're the Little Rock Gallery right by the Washington Park Ice Arena at 1203 Missouri Boulevard. And we also have a bunch of workshops coming up. There are classes, one-day classes there for the holidays. So if you're interested in taking some classes, learning how to make your own unique ornaments or your own jewelry or painting or drawing, we also have those workshops available.
You want to run through the classes that you have?
We've got a big variety of them. We've got some workshops to make jewelry. If you want to make your own jewelry, you
can you
do
all this in one day?
Some of them you can. The jewelry classes for one day. We have, if you want to make your own gift bags so that you can wrap up the gifts that you just bought.
Okay.
So they're unique.
Okay.
You can do that. We've got an ornament making class as well, and those are just one-day workshops, and they're all at the Capital Arts Gallery. So you can do some shopping and take a class at the same time. And then if your kids are interested in taking some classes, we've got some comic classes going on, and we have some drawing and painting classes for adults.
So if people want information on any of this, or they want more information about Capital Arts, what do they do?
They can go online at www.capitalarts.org. You can find information about who the artist in the gallery are exhibiting. They can also find out about the classes, or you can just stop in if you want to see the
Now, if you want to, can you register for the classes online?
You can see the classes online. You need to call, and I will get you registered. And you can call
635-8355. 573-635
8355,
and that's how you register.
That's how you register, but you can get a whole list of the classes that we have available online at www.capitalarts.org.
Okay, but you got to call Jessica to register.
Yes, I can tell you all about it.
All right, and there are operators right now?
Standing by.
The whole massive bank of operators standing by to answer questions.
That's right. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions we had and get them registered.
All right. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming all the way up from Jeff City for us. Jessica Dooley, Capital Arts. Now, this is the other half of our Jefferson City Day. We've got Kelly Smith, River City Habitat for Humanity. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll say happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Well, same to you.
Okay. So what do we have going on with River City Habitat for Humanity?
We have a lot going on. We just dedicated our 70th local house, and we're getting ready to start our 80th local house.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's about 20 years that we've been active in Jefferson City, and those are homes that we've sold to low-income working families. They're making house payments that will help build future Habitat
homes. So you just dedicated the 70th.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you do a dedication, what happens at a dedication ceremony?
It's really a celebratory time because the family has put in hundreds of hours of sweat equity, and the volunteers that have helped them build their home are there, and we recognize everyone that contributed.
It's got to be pretty emotional.
It's emotional. We present the keys to the family. We present a Bible to the family, and it's all. There's a lot of tears shed, but it's a positive thing. You know, it's
a happy time. And so you do this for every house that you dedicate?
We do. And those are the homes we build in Jefferson City. We also are a House for a House affiliate of Habitat. So what that means is that whenever we build a home in Jefferson City, we also send a tithe to build a Habitat house in another part of the world. So when we say we've built 70 homes in Jefferson City, we've also built 70 homes in places like Mozambique, Malawi, Vietnam, Cambodia. So we've built, it's not just a local mission, it's international mission as well. And so we're building homes all over the world based on the donations we receive locally.
Mm-hmm. What is the average cost of building a house, Habitat for Humanity?
In Jefferson City, the average cost is around $80,000 for everything, including, you know, acquiring a property and building the house. Some of them are more, and some come in less than that.
But when you say $80,000, that's almost unthinkable in being able to purchase land, build a house,
right. All
the labor, all the material.
Sure.
And that's made possible because of so much volunteer, right?
Yeah. That's right, because we have volunteers that contribute the labor, and then we also have really good partners in the community that are suppliers and contractors that contribute their work because they believe in the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot going on.
If folks want to help out, you can always take more help, right?
We always need help. We always need people to swing a hammer, but we also need people to help us mentor the families and to work in our restore to help raise money. And they can find out all about the ways to get involved at rivercityhabitat.org.
Okay, so it's www.rivercityhabitat.org, .org.
Right.
And that will take you to the website, and that will give you all the information you need if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate money.
Right. If they want to shop at the ReStore, all that information is online. And then our phone numbers and email and all that's on there as well.
Is there always a house under construction?
There is. In Jefferson City, we usually have 3 to 5 going at a time.
At one time?
Yeah. It's pretty busy. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a blessing that we're able to do that because the people we're building for are low-income working families that are driving the city buses. They're working at the nursing homes. They're working in the prison. And they deserve to have a decent place to go home to.
Of course they do. So it's www.rivercityhabitat.org
for
more information. Kelly Smith, thank you.
Thank you.
Continued success with what you're doing.
Thank you.
You really are a blessing to Central Missouri.
Thank you.
Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Fellings. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this again or listen to it, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friend. Bye-bye.